So this morning, as we gather together once again, and we are now nearing the end of liturgical year. Next Sunday, we celebrate Christ the King. It is a sign that it's the end of liturgical year and the beginning after that week, the beginning of Advent, another year. So we celebrate Christ the King because we enthrone him, we proclaim him, acknowledge him as the start of the year, liturgical year, and even at the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And that's why in all liturgical churches, you have what you call the Christ the King celebration. You see? So all Catholic churches will celebrate that. And in the evangelical churches also, the next Sunday to that, he called it Jesus Reigns. So that is also the celebration of evangelical churches of the reign of Christ in our life every year. So today, as we come to the near, to the end of the liturgical year, God is always emphasizing to us the essentials of life, the essentials and the basics of being Christians. It always boils down to our attitude, to our heart. So as we come from Christ the King, also a year where we're going to have a self-examination of our motives, what we have done for all this 1 year. Have really made him king in our lives, something like that, or still we are the king. And today, as the basic once again of attitude of the heart, because that's what always the Lord is looking for. And it in lines with giving and giving, because it always prepares us now for the next season of Advent and Christmas, of the giving of the God the Father of his Son to you and me. Giving his only Son, everything he gave it to us. Even we who are not worthy to be given. We are sinners. Matigat ugo. Gustong sarili sundon. But still, God loves us. He gave his Son. For us, sometimes, when we give to other people, we have this, suplado, ah. Di pagtawit, Pascual, suplado. Do yun? Din kunta kita karon. Ayun. That's how we give our gifts. We base on people. If they're good to us, ay, sige, ipaskuhay. Give, buligi. Help them. Give them Christmas gift because they're good. Yan? Ayaw. No. Ginliba kita karon. When some people done bad to us, we'll not give gifts. Those are good to us, we give gifts. But to God, you and me are bad. Sinners. But still, He loved us. He gave His Son, Jesus. Now, today, we also, in the light of giving, here, the Lord wants to emphasize to us that it's not just the amount, but the motives beyond that. See, it's connected with our giving. Maybe you could read us, give about money. It's not just sermon of the amount, but not just sermon of the amount. But it always goes down to our heart because that is one basic essentials that God base our heart, our attitude, our priorities, and our who is number one in our lives. So the scripture says in Luke 20, 31 to 41, then next to Luke 21 to 1 to 4. Luke 20, verse 31 to 41, or 39 to 41, at Porto 7, he talks about the Pharisees. And he said, these people, he said, beware. He's now contrasting attitude here. Two kinds of heart, two kinds of people with different kind of heart. Beware the scribes, who desire to go around in long robes, love greetings in marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, the best places of feast, who devours widows' houses, pretends long prayer, they receive greater condemnation. So here, because he is there always watching. Yes, the Lord is always watching us, especially our heart. And he saw these Pharisees, the scribes, and so he said, yes, these people, they're doing their job as a Pharisees. They're doing what they have to do. But the attitude is wrong. They were motivated by pride and self-interest. They love greetings. They love to sit in the synagogues, best place in the feast. They pray for widows or other people, but they also devour widows. Pretend long prayer. So the Lord is something, it's not something about, he's really downing this Christ, but the attitude of being pretending, of pride, of self-interest. That's what he is wanting to emphasize here, to avoid. And then the next verse, Luke 21, and he looked. Look at this. At the beginning, at the end is and. It means to say, in reading the Bible, it means these verses are connected because it starts with and, with a conjunction and. So it means to say that this verse or chapter 21 is connected to verse 31 to 47. So, and, let me just say, connected. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw a certain poor widow putting two mites. And truly say, I say to you that this poor widow has put it more than all, for all this out of his abundance have put offering for God, but she out of his poverty put all things, livelihood, what she had. You see, the Lord is looking. He's looking. He's looking. He's looking at the heart of the people, because that's matter most, why we're doing these things. And I contrast here those attitude of the Pharisees of just pretending, doing something, or yes, they have to do their due because they're scribes, they have to do what they have to do, but doing it for pride, for self-interest, and for a show. Man said, look at this, and he contrasted it to this widow, poor widow, in giving. Sit in the church. In giving. And the church, you see, in the Old Testament, when they give, they have, they have 13 boxes. 13 boxes. And you put there, every box has a different, purpose. For us, pilar aton, pilang box aton diya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Anom, tithes, offering, local mission, car vehicle, flower, love offering. Anom, 6. Sa Old Testament, 13. 13 boxes when they give their offering because they choose where they want. 13 boxes yan. You choose where to give. So maybe they have their tithes offering. Then what they have in other scriptures, they could have called temple tax. If you could read it in the Bible, there is a temple tax that is aside from their tithes offering. Temple tax mostly is for the temple, the renovation. But for all of us, so in us here, when you give your tithes and offering and other things, already yan. Hati-hatiin yan. Meron yan para sa bayad kuryente, tubig, allowances, it mga workers, it mga staff, and then renovation, building. That's where it goes. But at that time, 13 boxes. Because there will be a box for giving, for alms, for mission, everything. So that's what they do. And at that time, there's no paper money. Walang paper money. All is in coins. Pag big coin, it means big amount. Pag small coin, small amount. And those boxes are made of, you know, like metal. So when you drop, kling, 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 tong, pag heavy, tang, it means big coin, mean big amount. Pero, it means to say, small amount. Now, in this woman, he gave only two. He said here, and offering, he gave two mites. Mites, how do you, mites is something like, oh, it's easy to, that's for the sake of easy to remember, piso or 25 cents or piso. That's why mo lang, ting, ting. Daiwa. Now, if you are rich, I wouldn't, and then, big account, dong. So my sound. So they could know, they know how much to give. And other side also, the some people always tell the priest, I want this to the, so people could hear where they want to put. And here the Lord said, look at this. The Lord is watching. So you could also see when we line up here, give a praise and offering, God sees them. God sees them. God sees our heart. And then here, he said, this poor widow has put more than all. For all is out of their abundance have put offering for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that he had. So first thing when we give, when we do things for other people, we do things in the church, in the house, or in the barangay, whatever it is, God will see our heart. What is the motive? Why? Do we give because we want to help? Or do we give, you know, to come in Filipino style? There are times, not all, but sometimes we give to put that person in a rope para may utang na loob ron. Hindi ka balibad dun. No? We make our help and give to others to entangle other people so that when time, when we ask something, hindi ka balibad dun. It's not the right motive. Saan the Filipino? Ang utang na loob na yan. Ano ba yan? Habang buhay? Magsinukot ka king utang na loob sa ibang tao? Sometimes that's the problem is. Because somebody help us, we tend to think that that people all her life is indebted to us. Filipino style. Bad style. Utang na loob. Nagkahuya kun. That is not God. Because when we give to help. And this woman, look at this woman.
God sees that. He gave everything. Not thinking may utang ang kakon the church. No. It is your duty. Walang utang ang Diyos sa atin. Always remember that. When we serve God, you see, as an example, there's another scripture way back this 1 week about that servant who came and helped, said, do I say thank you to the servant? No, he's just doing his job. Isabihin, bayad na yan siya. Bayad ka na ang ginagawa mo, like simple, like in working in the government. Some people, para mabilis, bigyan mo. No? Bakit ka magkaroon? Bigyan mo para bumilis. Why? To give. Because you already paid by the government at the end of the month, your day, kung pila mo ng adlaw, 500, 1,000, paid ka na. Paid to do that work. Hindi mo na kailangan dagdagan pa para bumilis. Because you're paid already by the government to do the job 8 to 5. Paid ka na. May bonus ang darating sa December. Meron pa yan. But you're paid to do the job. Same with God. God owes nothing to us because you already paid. Fully paid na tayo kay Lord. He gave His life, His blood to you and me. Salvation, everything, healing, everything. That's why when you serve God, when you give your time, talent, ability, treasure to God, God is not indebted to us. It is your loving duty. Mayad nga na, nag-serve pa ako. Ha? Sino nga ba karoon? Ay, buwan na, agtukiyam. Ay, mabuti, dito pa ako, nag-serve. Nagkuha, may utang pa sa Lord sa'yo. Gitara, may utang. Of our lives. That's why when you serve God, it is a thankful obedience, a thankful response what He's doing. Now, go back to here. Attitude. Look, He is a good, and He is this woman that He really gave from the heart. And God sees that. And God sees that. And He is happy. Giver, as the Lord said, He put everything. So, is that something, ganun galit? Eh, si Lord happy mo sa daywang piso? Ah, next, daywang piso lang ibutang para happy si Lord. No, no. The next is, He said, He gave everything. They gave, other people gave, rich people gave, out of their abundance. But she gave out of her poverty. It means to say, those other people, they give out of their abundance. They are really, meron silang pambigay. Extra. But this woman has no extra. That's all she has. And she gave it everything to God. So the Lord, in time of giving, the Lord is also seeing our heart. Seeing our wallet. And not only how much you give, but how much left. Hindi lang magkano binigay mo, kundi magkano natira sa'yo. Because that was always time na yung binigay mo, ano lang, sobra yon, at least, meron. But in your pocket, you know you could give more if you want. The Lord is not only looking, He wants not only just the portion of your income or your money or your provision, but the proportion. Not the portion, but the proportion, how much could you give? Magkano lang kaya mo. Proportion to what you have. Not just portion. And most of us did not give the portion. But the Lord, in proportion to what you have, It means that if you have more, then you can give more. You have the ability to give more. And that's the Lord is looking. And that also would make us in a position to receive more or less from God. And thirdly, what the Lord is so blessed with this woman is that said, he gave out of her poverty. He gave all. It means to say, yun na lang last niya eh, binigay pa niya. It means to say, his confidence, his trust, or her trust, her confidence is in God. He believed that God is able to supply. Sometimes you don't want to give, baka maubusan tayo. Okay? He's not talking here na maging waldas, ha? That's not the story here, maging waldas o ano talang paharak gastos. No. But you know at a time when you time to give, time more, and the ability to give. That's why I said, he trusts God, that God is able to supply her needs. That he is willing to give everything because he trusts God. He has faith in God. That's what God so amazed with this woman. He trusts God. And obedience, his security is on God. That's why, brothers and sisters, once again, our giving is a one-way sign of our faith, of our love to God. I'm not talking about money, but your time, your ability, your service, giving it to God, not only for ourselves or doing anything for the future good of our family, but for others. See, how much we have used it? Use it for others. Because we all say, blessed to be a blessing. Yes, we are blessed. That's why we are not good to bless others. You see, in area of giving right now, I tell you, it's different now many years ago than today. Many years before here, we have no mission. All our funds are only here for all of us. Dito na libot ikot ang gold, your funding, your tithes offering. But today, we're going to mission. It's scattered now mostly about offering. I mean in myself, I'll be honest with you, say that this 2 years past, 2024, 2025, is most expensive for me. Di maraming gamutan, okay? Napatidog sila si Mas Antique, nag-bless mo kita. Sa Candelaria, nag-bless mo kita. Sa Pulo, nag-bless mo kita. So, talagang maraming bigayan. And then I came to myself that, Lord, you are now leveling up our giving. Because you're leveling up now your calling. You're bringing up to a higher level now of work. As I don't be amazed or sometimes wonder, there's so much giving, so much things to give. But one thing for sure, God is bringing us into a higher level now of our faith. And the same time, God is also preparing us. When we give, we put ourselves in a position to receive God, to receive from God. The irony of things like this is that sometimes, kung saan ka na LCF, LCF, low financial, sa low financial, LF, I don't know. Doon pa ng mga taong gagapit ka ton. Have you experienced that? Kung saan ito, talagang low cash flow. Low cash flow ka na, doon pa maraming manghihiram. Sabi ko, wrong timing ka eh. Dapat last month, big time ako, hindi ka lumapit. Ngayon, wala, sorry. Do you know, it's not a coincidence, brothers. Is it God's divine presence, that time where you are low cash flow, that the Lord wants you to give. It's not when you are a lot of funding at that time. Because you could give, okay, no problem. But the real challenge, kung medyo low cash flow ka na, are you willing to give? Are you willing to give? But I said, always these things, God sees that. And He put those people there at that time. It's not coincidence. Hindi wrong timing. It is God who sent that person to you so that you could give, so that you could be in the position to receive from God. That's why when these past weeks, a lot of people are coming. Oh, Lord. Oh, to me. I said, no. It's not wrong timing. God is preparing me for something. And sometimes yung pang-last mo, bigay mo pa rin. But people always, one thing, people always remember. Remember how you have helped them. How your time, talent, service, not only your money, had helped others. Because other times would come that you will need also help. Tandaan nyo yan. Hindi lahat ng araw Pasko para sa'yo. Time would come that you would need help also. Maybe not money. Other things. I always remember this. When I was got sick in Japan, at Hiroshima, I was slept in the hospital. I'm only one there. It's an international hospital. Everybody, no speak English. And wakaranay man ako Japanese. So, but one thing I've seen there, my bed is, you know, there's a television there. But I cannot watch television because I'm inside. These people did, they make the television, face men, all of them come to me. Look at these people. I don't know them. And then, every kind of time they have visitors, a lot of food, my table is empty. You know, man, I don't need money that time because all is expenses paid by my company. But sometimes as human, you need, nagbisita mang pamilya, you know, may kaapin ka man to. I have experienced only one in that place, stranger ka. That's all I got. I don't need money at that time. I need somebody comfort that time. And then these people comfort me. And I said, yes, Lord. And the Lord has said, because you had planted good things to others, that's why not only money but your time, that's why these things you also reap. Tandaan nyo yan, mga kapatid. Hindi lahat ng oras, ikaw lang. Sabi nga nila, may gulong ng buhay, di ba? Sometimes, ikaw rin yung ma-plot. Nasa baba ka rin. Plot din ang gulong mo. Kailangan mo yung tulong ng iba para malagyan ng hangin yan, para umikot uli. That's why put, always give something, always do something for others. Because people always remember. And maybe they don't, part of you, God will use other people. Matandaan talaga ng tao yan. Ang pangtulong mo, lalong-lalo na kung wala ka na. Sabi nga ni Bishop, maraming nagbibigay sa akin kasi Bishop ako eh. E paano kung hindi ka na Bishop? I remember one politician, very strong, lot of people coming to him. When he died, I was there, I also visited. There's no people there. And yung siyang politician, lahat lumuluhod sa kanya eh. When I visit her wake, sila lang. Pamilya lang. Nasaan na yung maraming tao na yun na grabe? You see? When you give something to others, God remembers that. And lastly, I said, it's not only money that you give or use your money, but talent abilities. Last week, when we were in Baletti, I passed by one of the famous coffee in Baletti along the highway. I said, yeah, Receive will taste. Sikat-sikat sa kalibong kape nga ra. Tagabaliti. Ako, tagabaliti. Huwag ka sabit. So, nagkape man. Kanya ka nga. Ayopong. Bilin iba. Ha? Ayopong ka? Paano mo si upong? How is it? He died already 2 years ago. He was sick? No, not much. He just died in his sleep. He just sleep and die. Ah. That old man says, padya ni Lord. Reward ni Lord ka na ron. Huh? Your father is a good man. Hmm? He's a good man. And he's not corrupt. Because that his office, a postal office before, is riddled with corruption. When he, the one lead, until he dies, no issue. He's not corrupt. That's why he died peacefully. Okay. And also, your father helped us in our income tax, you know, when he retired, doing all these things for us in BIR. And he don't ask any amount. Just give him something and he do. I said, look, I don't remember those things. But people remember. Wagit agakalipat do tao. To the good things have done to them. How much more God? When you give, when you do things out of love and a pure heart, God sees that. And yes, it is. We're not just because of the reward, but it has, Scripture says, God is not unfair. God is not unfair. When he sees things, the good things have done. That's why, brothers and sisters, when you give, when we give out of our heart. Not dahil pressure ka lang, wala yan. Not because at pilitan ka, no. You're a happy keeper. God sees that. God sees that. Please stand.